Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you for the kind introduction, City Limits. You've become a wonderful man at the age of 23.
A young buck.
Yeah, speaking of young bucks, that's a great segue. Jared Jones last night, I mean, this is just, speaking of flames, the lyrics we just heard, this has set social media aflame here. 59 pitches, 50 for strikes. I mean, it was unbelievable to watch. Truly, for pitchers his age, I might put that performance up with any performance that has ever happened. I mean, it was ridiculous what he was doing. We all know he was taken out of the game. Here to talk about that, as City Limits just explained, Dan Zangrilli, whose opinions I respect as much as anybody about the Pirates. You hear him on pre and post. So, Dan, let's just, before we get into the whole conversation, let's try our best to establish a couple of facts. And I've read now this morning, like, did hours worth of reading on the alleged epidemic of pitcher injuries and why they're happening and what all the pitchers and managers and data people and everybody else say about it. And my brain is spinning. So let's establish a simple fact. Travis Sawchuk recently tweeted, "There is no Tommy John surge this spring. It's always this bad this early in the season." They have a chart where way back in 2000, the year 2000 through 100 days of the season, there were 10 Tommy John injuries. This year, there's 9. So I ask you first, are we truly looking at an epidemic here, like relative to the 21st century, or is this just the way it's become?
Joe, I haven't seen that report, but you've got my attention on it, and I admire and value most everything that Travis does. Obviously, I know him well from his time at the Trib as a Pirates beat writer, and he's, you know, a two-time best-selling author on this game. So he's about as dialed in to anyone, especially on this matter. So I'll take that obviously as fact, and that's interesting because the overarching narrative is otherwise, and I largely agree with taking care of pitchers, with spin and velocity and the explosiveness of what guys are doing on the mound being at an all-time high. I largely think that is physically unsustainable, and inevitably your Spencer Striders of the world, and more likely than not, Jared Jones one day, and probably sooner rather than later, is, I hate to say it this curtly, but blow up. That's just the stark reality of many pitchers, especially with the stuff makeup and the profile and even like the body type of Jared Jones. And I'm certainly not into the biomechanics as much as the Pirates are. I subscribe to workload management and being judicious and never, ever want to throw caution to the wind. But yeah, last night was tough to stomach. And I think I'm being kind when I just say it that way. It was disappointing and disgusting, in fact, and probably as frustrated as I've ever been in 12 years being on the air doing these pre and post game shows.
The thing about it, Dan, is, you know, if it was a pre, you know, what did they say? It was prearranged that this was going to happen and all that.
And that's
other stuff.
My biggest issue.
Right.
Paul.
My thing is, once he's rolling like that, let him pitch. The next outing, save, you know, save innings or, you know, cut down the number of pitches he throws. I mean, I don't like the idea that we go into a game basically saying, regardless of how well this guy is pitching, we're going to take him out because of some arbitrary number. It makes no sense to me.
Paul, this game of baseball is always going to be more art than science, which ironically enough, science I think has proven over time because I love the science element of the game. So I'm not like this get off my lawn guy uphill both ways. I don't really want to see the game turned back to like 1985 magically. But again, this game is always going to be more art than science, and science has proven that. So for you to go in and then thinking and acting otherwise with predeterminations, I think that that's malfeasance. Because based on what you have just said, you've got to be able to watch the game, have a feel for the game, be able to read the room. That's part of the art. And I understand that, you know, there's a science element to this, but you can't allow the science to overtake the art. I mean, I love the quote. If you want to make God laugh, you tell him your plans. Well, guess what? If you want to make the baseball gods laugh, then go ahead and tell them your plans. And karma is undefeated and untied, 150 years worth of a sample size in this game. And don't you find it ironic that the go-ahead run in this game was determined on a balk that we've never, ever seen? The go-ahead run was balked in. That's the baseball gods talking for what the Pirates did, in my opinion.
Here's the way there's so much to talk about here. There really is. There's so many sides to this. Dan Zangrilli is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here's where I ultimately land big picture. I was a big proponent of drafting Paul Skeens. I think he's going to be great. But I'm reading now that if you keep Jones to, what, 100? He had 126 innings last year. Let's say you keep him to 150. That's five innings per start. Skeens, they're babying, and I understand it to a certain degree. They're babying him at AAA. What's he going to be when he comes up here? A five-inning guy? If that's the case, whether I agree with it or don't agree with it doesn't matter. But I would say this. I never would have drafted him in the first place, given the number of injuries these guys have, given the way that you're superseding winning a game with babying them. Don't draft him then. Give me Wyatt Langford. Give me Dylan Cruz. Give me a guy who's going to play nine innings 140 times a year rather than one of these guys who, even if they're having an epic game, can't decide it. It's not worth it. Give me the position player, Dan. That's what I feel like now. And if I could go back, knowing what I know now and what I'm seeing now, I wouldn't have taken Skeens. Give me the guy that's going to play every day.
There's a lot of people that I think subscribe to your theory. I'm not one of them, however, Joe, because I still would have drafted Skeens if I could do it over again, because I just think that, especially for an organization like the Pirates, it's the only way that you're going to be able to obtain or even sniff this sort of talent, and it's through the draft. So that's sort of where I fall on it. But, I can largely sympathize with where you're at, and I think there's a lot of other baseball executives.
How much of an impact can he have in five innings per game, Dan? That's my question.
And I think it's eventually going to grow, and so too will the Jared Jones workload. Again, I don't throw caution out to the wind, but I my big issue with all of this is the predeterminations of things. And listen, there were times, I mean, his last start, he pitched into the seventh inning. He's gone into the sixth in his other two and through the sixth in the middle starts. So he's going to be going seven innings here. And I think tonight would have been, or last night rather, would have been one of those instances to do that. You just have to pay the bill on this with a pause later in the year or skipping a start. Or, which is more likely than not going to happen, is he's going to get shelled one night and he's going to throw two innings. And I think that workload, which, by the way, the workload with the 59 pitches, he was largely in the windup. He only had one base runner. It was rather relatively low-stress type of work that he was doing. And, oh, by the way, what if Brian Reynolds, as he should have, caught that ball off the bat of Pete Alonso in the second inning, which went for a leadoff double? Reynolds more often than not catches that ball. we're talking about taking Jared Jones out of the game with a perfect game. That's where the Pirates were within a foot of that situation be occurring.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To occur. Well, imagine if that were the case.
Well, I mean, I think the thing about, back to Joe's point a little bit, the model has been at times going out and basically building your team, your position players. But when you have a team that's getting ready to win, go out and sign pitchers like the Cubs did a few years ago. The problem the Pirates have is they can't do that. They don't have the money to just go out and spend money on guys like Skeens and, you know, it looks like Jared Jones, who are the kind of guys that you need to win. So it's a catch-22. I understand where you're coming from, Joe. I understand where you're coming from, Dan. But the Pirates have to take chances on a guy like Skeens and hope that he stays healthy, because they would never be able to afford a guy like Skeens 5 years from now or 6 years from now.
Yeah, no, I agree. And listen, what the Pirates are doing I don't think is anything differently than what the rest of baseball is doing. And that's the issue that I have with baseball. It's just the lack of touch and feel and the game plans and the scripts and the predeterminations and the inability to call audibles at the line of scrimmage. And what sort of effect does that have on the individual? And what sort of effect does that have inside the Pirates clubhouse? From everything that I've been able to hear, that's a frustrated clubhouse from what occurred. Even though they may understand the calculus of this, we're going to be raising a generation of George Kirbys. Remember him, the Seattle right-hander last year, who was just lamented and drugged through the street because he said, you know, I should have never been out there for the seventh inning, almost as if he didn't want the ball. And I don't think that that's the Jared Jones mentality at all, but this sort of kind of creates that kind of culture, because you want guys to get out there, grip it, rip it, and to go as deep as they possibly can. And when you line them up for their lobotomy, I mean, like, what in the world is going on here? We've lost our collective minds, and this comes from somebody, again, who subscribes to pitch counts, workloads, innings limits, and very much is, I think, in tune with the stark reality of what's going on in baseball and how you have to handle guys. I'm just saying, simply, you've got to pay that innings workload bill a little bit later, and that may be with a skip start or a truncated outing when the game situation dictates.
Don't you think a skip start every so often, especially with days off and, you know what I mean, you can go to a six-man rotation. There's a lot of different ways you can, in the middle of the summer, play games where you could take away a start or two from Jared Jones. I would much rather do that and just basically say he's going to be able to pitch every game. We're going to let the game dictate the situation, rather than this stuff where arbitrarily this is the game we're going to decide he's only going to pitch five innings.
And there's going to be nights where he throws two because he gets absolutely rocked, and he throws 35 pitches, and for whatever reason, hitters are getting their foot down, and, you know, the wind's blowing out or whatever it may be. Then your opportunities, yes, to your point, Paul, will present themselves, as in baseball they almost always certainly do. This sort of kind of levels itself out over the course of 32 starts, 162 games. So, yeah, the opportunities, I think, will be there. Rather than trying to, you know, with these man-made initiatives and predeterminations, that's one way to get yourself in a lot of trouble, I think, with the baseball gods. And karma bit them in a big way last night. And I hate to ever say this, you know, being on the broadcast for 12 years or whatever it's been, I mean, the Pirates deserved to lose that game in many respects. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, just based on karma alone and trying to mess with the game like that, more often than not, it's going to bite you and you're going to get a result like you got last night.
I think they deserved what they got for sure. Because to me, the other part of it is they should have, and again, it's not, this is, I think, one of those things where we're not necessarily ripping the Pirates as much as the way pitchers are handled in general in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's a state of the game.
You know what
right
I mean? It is, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously the Pirates are the team that are here that we cover, that we're the flagship for, so we watch all of their games, but I guarantee if we watch other teams, you know, they pull the same stuff when it comes to pitchers. I just think that to me, when you have a predetermined that this team – That this pitcher can only go this many innings or this many pitches, when you've predetermined that, you've basically clipped his wings in some ways.
Again, I'll go back to the second inning. Joe, Paul, what if this guy had a perfect game? He had perfect game kind of stuff.
He basically did.
And numerically, he is historically good. This was one of the historically better outings ever. An 85% strike rate? I mean, we could go into the data even further and what he's been able to do. He's been historically good. And I understand proceeding with the utmost caution and being as good a steward as you can of this incredible asset. Like, they're being very judicious, but almost overly so, to the point where, I mean, they frighten themselves out of a victory. And
I mean,
in this National League Central Division...
Yeah.
I mean, it is going to be so tight, I think, from bell to bell. You have five teams capable of winning 80 or more games, and I do not suspect at all that there's going to be a great deal of separation between first and last once we get to the end of September. It could be 7 to 10 games between the first place and the last place team because everybody is fairly balanced, and I don't see one particular team that's head and shoulders in the NL Central over the other.
Dan Zangrilli on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. So, yeah, these guys are on innings limits for the whole year, obviously. I don't know what Jones will be, but again, if it's, you know, he pitched 126 last year wherever he was, if it's 140 innings and you want 25 more starts, that's 5 innings per start. Schemes we've already seen, and I'm just very, very confused on why he's wasting his bullets at AAA. Listen, if you're willing to live with 59 pitches from a guy who's having a historically great start, then bring up Skeens and have him throw his next 55-pitch outing up here. Why is he doing it down there? He's on a limited count here.
So I actually agree with getting him acclimated to a professional schedule, and I believe that there's big merit to that, pitching every fifth day, which he's really never done. He didn't do much of that last year. Anything that he did in pro ball was largely ceremonial. There's a big difference, and guys will tell you, admittedly so, from pitching once a week in college to, you know, just from everything in between starts, all of that, you know, your bullpens and flush runs and all the routine is something that really, I mean, people might roll their eyes at that, but it is real. And for Skeens to get on one of those schedules and adapt to it and learn how he is able to acclimate is really important. And listen, I'm all for innings caps, pitch counts. I think I've said that many times. And the same could be said with Skeens. So I think those are two little different scenarios in Skeens and Jones, and I don't look at them necessarily in a vacuum so much, but I just wish there'd be a little more nuance, guys, in this one. And last night there was none of that.
Dan, we appreciate the time. We'll look forward to listening to you on pre and post with the Pirates. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.